And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum are exhibits by Richard Landry, Dickie Landry, and Keith Saunier, who were just honored with the Spark Lifetime Achievement Award by the College of the Arts here at UL Lafayette. A collection of photographs by Dickie Landry from the 1970s. These are New York City downtown artists he photographed when he was living there and working there and performing there. Those are on display through mid-May. And works from Keith Saunier's media series that will be up through April 5th. You have an opportunity to see those. That's all at the Hilliard University Art Museum. The YMCA of Acadiana is now registering for their summer camp. Children ages 5 through 12. Your children must be 5 by June 2nd in order to register. For more information, go to their website, theymcaofacadiana.com. The Arc of Acadiana is hosting its Mardi Gras bead drive through March 29th. If you have bags of Mardi Gras beads that you collected this year, you can donate them to the Arc of Acadiana. There are several drop-off points, dealerships who are members of the Lafayette Auto Dealers Association. If you go to thearcofacadiana.org, you can find a listing of those dealers, or you can drop the beads off at any Arc of Acadiana retail place. They do have 5 of them, and you can find out more again through their website. In Calcasieu Parish, Music Makers to You. It's a nonprofit organization that receives donations of musical instruments, cleans them, and refurbishes them, and with the help of band directors and music teachers, gives them to students. They've already given over 25 instruments to students since August. If you would like to know more, please email them at musicmakers2you@gmail.com or call Eva LeBlanc at 244-9314 in Lake Charles. Acting up in Acadiana's Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble is taking registration now. It's filling up fast, so to find out about availability of places for your child, you can call 739-4273 or call the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Continuing at the ACA through April 30th is an installation called Biophilia by artist Leah Grafe. She's the artist in residence at the ACA right now. There have been some live performances connected with this installation, but you can see the installation complete with growing grass in the ACA through April 30th. And for more information, you can stop by their website. There's a special breakfast to celebrate women's history, celebrating women of character, courage, and commitment. The guest speaker will be Pauline Nato, and she will be giving the talk on Thursday, March 27th from 8 a.m. to 11 at the Hyman House, the Alumni Association at Hyman House. For more information, you can contact the Hyman House. And we also have a telephone number here, or email them at womenshistory@louisiana.edu. Continuing this week, the Festival of the Arts, sponsored by the UL Lafayette College of the Arts. There are still exhibits and talks and lots of events going on. You can stop by their website, ularts.com or arts.louisiana.edu to find out all of the events still to come. As you heard just earlier, the Die Fledermaus, the operetta, is a part of the Festival of the Arts, and they will actually be the finale of it on Sunday. The Lafayette Parish Public Schools Talent Showcase continues. The visual artwork is up through Saturday, March 22nd at Cité des Arts and Cajun Spice Gallery. The performances are continuing today at 5:30 in Cité des Arts. The Classical 1 group will perform on the side stage, and at 7, the Classical 2 group on the side stage as well. On Friday at 5:30, the Media Composition Theater, and at 7:30, the Jazz Theater, and then their performances all day on Saturday as well, including the guitar ensemble and the talent rock band. That is the Lafayette Parish Public Schools Talent Showcase. The Center for Louisiana Studies is hosting a screening of 2 films at 6 o'clock at the South Regional Library. Filmmakers Jerry Sanson, Scott Caro, and Bill Robinson will be sharing their experiences making documentary films. The 2 films are Macrea 1971 and Louisiana During World War II. That's at 6 o'clock at the South Regional Library in Lafayette this evening. On Thursday evening, tomorrow evening from 5:30 to 7:30, there is an opening of works by Calcasieu Parish School System K through 12 art students. That opening reception is at the Imperial Calcasieu Museum in the Gibson Barham Gallery. 5:30 to 7:30, that's free and open to everyone. The exhibit will be up through April 26th. Acting Up in Acadiana will perform Whose Show Is It Anyway? This evening and tomorrow evening, 6:30 at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. All three of their classes, elementary, middle school, and high school students, will be participating in this. It's directed by Amy Wagasback and assisted by George Saucier, Heaven Moore, Ashley Mays, John Charles, and Samantha Degater. It features over 40 actors ages 7 through 17 at the ACA this evening at 6:30 and tomorrow at 6:30 as well. The Friends of the Lafayette Public Library will open their spring book sale this evening with a members-only night, but you can become a member at the door, and that's a huge help to them to have more people as members of the Friends of the Lafayette Public Library. That will be at the Hyman's Convention Center from 6 to 8 p.m. The public sale is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Hyman Convention Center. The Bach Lunch Series continues this coming Friday, March 21st, with a performance by the Zodico Stompers. They will perform from noon until 1 in Parc Sans Souci. At the Acadiana Center for the Arts, Jazz at the Center presents master jazz pianist Kenny Barron. He will be performing in their performance space, and it will be set up like a cabaret. There will be individual tables, and you can get tickets for that performance of Kenny Barron's solo performance through the Acadiana Center for the Arts. He started his career with Dizzy Gillespie and has been on over 100 recordings. Kenny Barron at the ACA this Friday, 7:30. Tickets available online or by calling the ACA box office. The Infinite Pages, written by Cody Daigh and produced by AUI, opens this week at Theater 810. It will run Friday at 7:30 with two performances on Saturday, 3 and 7:30, and on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Next weekend, it will be performed in Opelousas at the Delta Grand Theater. And you can find out more about tickets for the Delta Grand through their website. The Cherry Orchard continues this week here at UL Lafayette in Burke Hawthorne Hall. It will be performed on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Burke Hawthorne Hall. Again, one of the offerings through the Festival of the Arts, The Cherry Orchard by Anton Chekhov, directed by Matt Rains. The Iberia Performing Arts League continues its run of Spamalot for the next two weekends at the S&E Theater, and they have tickets through the website ipaltheater.com or several locations in New Iberia, or you can call them at 364-6114. The Abbey Players continue their run of Yasmina Reyes's play Art, tickets available through abbeyplayers.com. This Saturday at the Horse Farm, the Louisiana Farmers and Artisans Market will continue their Saturday Cajun Jam, this Saturday led by musicians Ashley and Louis Michaud, 9 to 11. The Horse Farm is open from 8 until noon. There will also be some blacksmith demonstrations this Saturday. Sam Reel will offer live metalworking demonstrations there. This Saturday is the Trash Bash and Boogie, sponsored by the Tesh Project. They will meet at the Leonville Boat Launch at 9 a.m. It goes until 2. And it's to help clean up and beautify the Bayou Tesh. It's free to be involved. Just bring gloves and bags, I think. The first 50 volunteers will receive a T-shirt and water. And then there will be some music as well. For more information, you can go to the Tesh Project website. That's this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., starting off at the Leonville Boat Launch. Chico State Park will have a guided canoe tour of Chico Lake this Saturday, March 22nd, from 2 to 4 p.m. The site naturalists will take you through the Cypress Tupelo Lake to learn more about the plants and animals there. You can bring your own canoes or kayaks, but you still need to call and register for the event. Call Chico State Park at area code 888-677-6100. The Preservation Alliance of Lafayette has a special event this coming Sunday, the 23rd. It starts in Parc Sans Souci with a couple different luncheons. There's a vintage picnic at 12 noon. You can get tickets for that at preservinglafayette.org. It is a four-course sit-down meal, or you can be a little more informal and get tickets for the po'boy lunch. Either one of those options is available at preservinglafayette.org. There's also a history walk, and you can get your tickets for that at Sans Souci on Sunday. That history walk will begin at 2 o'clock. Information on all of this is available at preservinglafayette.org. There will be lots and lots of great music abounding all over downtown Lafayette in connection with the Preservation Alliance's event. Some great music, including Philip Gould and Jose Hernandez Badon, and that will they will be performing, and lots of other groups as well. The Nouveau String Band. Again, for more information, preservinglafayette.org. The Lafayette Makers Space is hosting an open house on Sunday, 401 East Cypress Street at 3 o'clock. It's a tour of the soon-to-be makerspace and an informal discussion on the space's potential and future activities. For more information, you can call Lafayette Makers Space or actually probably attend. I don't know that they have a website yet. But that's this Sunday at 3 o'clock, March 23rd, for a tour of the Makerspace. And all are invited. It's free and open to everyone. There will be a lecture by Keiko Nita called Black Bottom of Modernity, Racial Imagination in Japanese Modernism, this coming Monday, March 24th, 3:30 in the Ernest J. Gaines Center in Dupré Library. She is a professor of American Studies at Rikkyo University in Japan and is currently a Fulbright Scholar at Yale University. Her talk is free and open to everyone. The Ernest J. Gaines Center, Monday, 3:30, and that is Professor Keiko Nita, The Black Bottom of Modernity, Racial Imagination in Japanese Modernism. At Vermilionville, the next Southern Circuit showing is Monday, March 24th. It's called Perfect Strangers, directed by Jan Krawitz, and we'll be speaking with Jan that day as well. Perfect Strangers is the story of two characters, Ellie, and who is hoping to give away one of her kidneys, and Kathy, who needs one. That's Perfect Strangers by Jan Krawitz, part of the Southern Circuit at Vermilionville this coming Monday. And Louisiana Crossroads will be taking place on Wednesday, March 26th in Lake Charles, and then after that at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. KRVS will carry the performance from Lake Charles live on the 26th. Gal Holiday and the Honky Tonk Review will be at the Central School in the auditorium. For more information, you can go to the ACA website and look for Louisiana Crossroads. Next week is the Engineering and Technology Expo Day here at UL Lafayette, Wednesday, March 26th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. Stay with us this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, it's Terry Gross. At 7, it's the TED Radio Hour. At 8, Radio Lab. 9, Snap Judgment. And at 10, Music Inside Out, followed by Hearts of Space at 11. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.